What's up, you guys? How the fuck are you? Yeah, I be knowing. So look at here. This is a guided message. I haven't really discussed the twin flame journey on here in a while, but I was guided to do so. I guess spirit needed me, or needs me rather, to set the record straight on some things. You know, I'm obedient to spirit, so it's never a moment where spirit says do this where I'm gonna be like, huh? It doesn't matter what, you know, people think as far as whether or not what I am saying is truth. I just get the messages out, right? I know what I know. And many of you guys who listen to me, you know what it is I know too, right? I got a lot of collectives that do listen. Disclaimer, if you're not interested in the twin flame journey, if you're not a collective, if you're not a star seed, if you're not on the twin flame journey, divine masculines and divine feminines, what's up? I know you karmics is listening. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all always fucking listen. Anything I do, the karmics be in attendance. Front row fucking seats, like, she's on, bitches. She's on. So, yeah, I just do my job, right? And I give zero fucks about what y'all say afterwards, because God is quite pleased with me. So that's really all that matters. I do what I do for him. I don't do it for the world. And I also do this for you guys, the collectives, because that's my role, one of my roles in assisting the collectives in the shift that we are now in when it comes to our energy and the new world that we are gaining momentum towards, right? All right, so I'm going to start off speaking to the divine feminines, right? I probably touch all three characteristics, the divine feminine, the masculines, and the karmics, but we'll see how it goes because spirit speaks through me and I speak to y'all. So divine feminines, right? And I say this with the utmost love because I too am a divine feminine. You guys are not on this journey alone. We are all in this together, and this is why I do videos on Instagram. I do readings, group collective readings, because this is my life, right? This is my purpose. This is my destiny. And for starters, divine feminines, don't feel ashamed of who you are. When you start feeling like that, that is not even your energy. I just needed, spirit needed you to know that. That's not your energy. That's the energy projected towards you from the karmics, because that's really how they feel about themselves. Also, please keep in mind, divine feminines, karmics are not limited to just the person that is dealing with your person, if that makes sense. So don't limit karmics as them only being people that are assigned to your divine counterpart. Karmics can be family members, and I can't stress this enough, you guys, because I think sometimes you guys get jaded on who's karmics in your lives. Your parents can be karmics, right? There's no exceptions to the karmic rule, right? But divine feminine, do not allow other people's opinions about you dictate and shape who you are. You know who you are. If niggas don't believe what you say, fuck it. You ain't here to prove shit to nobody but God and who he assigns you to serve and assist, right? Now, when it comes to the twin flame journey, divine feminines, spirit wants me to tell you in this journey, there may come a time, if it hasn't already come. Spirit, I'm sorry. What asshole. You guys bear with me, all right? It's been 2 fucking years. Come on now. Shit. My mind goes, woo. So I don't need to say words like that. Come. Okay. Spirit, I'm back on track. Okay. Within this journey, divine feminine, there might be a time where you're going to have to let your masculine go. And I know a lot of you dread hearing that. Even more of you dread doing that. But there's a reason why somewhere in the journey, you may have to do that. And the reason for that is you may possibly be holding on to your divine masculine and they're still going through shadow work. They may very well, and this is very important, you may very well not even be with your divine masculine. You may be thinking this person is your divine masculine, right? And it turns out this is a whole karmic masculine. Karmic masculines are not divine masculines, okay? Now, a divine masculine can demonstrate karmic masculine behaviors like being narcissistic, being egotistical, and things of that sort. But a karmic masculine is exactly what it is, a karmic fucking masculine. Ways to know if you're with a karmic masculine, feminine, your karmic masculine will always gaslight you. They will love bomb you. They will tell you everything under the sun that sounds good, but they won't deliver on anything that they said they were going to do. A karmic masculine, kind of like pressures you in a sense to do the things they want you to do for them. But when it comes to you, there's excuses and reasons for why it's not that same give and take dynamic. It's not that same give and take atmosphere. It's you giving, 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 them taking, 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 right? Divine feminines, this journey is not all about just sitting here waiting for your divine masculine. Now, if you're really on a true twin flame journey, then you must understand that you guys are never separated. Even if you are physically 3D separated, you're not separated. If you haven't come to that understanding yet, then you have a lot more work to do. Or perhaps, I hate to say this, but perhaps you're not on a twin flame journey. There are false twins, people. And normally you get to the false twin before you get to your real twin. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't look at it this way, but you should, because people tend to get frustrated with the karmics in their lives, right? And how they are having to deal with them. But if your divine counterpart, feminines, have a karmic in their life, you should actually be glad that they're there. Let me tell you why. I hear one of y'all like, what the fuck you mean? I'm tired of this bitch. This is why you should be happy that he or she's around your counterpart, because they are waking your fucking counterpart up. Listen, I don't care how many times it's written in the stars. It doesn't matter how much black magic the karmic does. Death spells, grave spells, number one, it never lasts. Number two, anything sent to harm you will not touch you. The divine, it watches everything. That's number two. So don't sit here, hear this, and be, you know, worried. The Bible says, do not worry for a reason. When God got your back, there ain't shit nobody on a 3D underworld. Ain't nothing nobody can do. They would still need God's permission to fuck with you. You heard? So know that first and foremost. But the reason I'm saying learn to be glad that the karmic is around is because the karmic is opening up your counterpart's eyes and they're realizing they've made the wrong choice or a very wrong decision. And I always tell people, karmics, if you're like, this one is for you, divine masculines. If you are with someone and you got with them impulsively, like you didn't give yourself time to know them, like you literally just, I met them on Thursday, next Thursday I was claiming them. Yeah, that's a whole karmic. There's one thing to have true love, instant how you say, recognition, thank you, Spirit, instant recognition of someone being, quote, the one. But when it comes to karmics, divine masculines, you guys always rush into a karmic relationship. And this is why you don't realize it's a karmic till it's too late. Sadly. But these karmics are actually in your life to guide you to your divine feminine. Because the truth of the matter is, the only thing the karmics share, I don't care what karmic, if this is an intimate karmic, right? Because I'll touch on the other type of karmics. But if it's an intimate intimate partner you have that's a karmic, the only thing that links you guys is sex. That's it. Or anything that would be low vibrational. So if you fuck with drugs and shit like that, that's what y'all got in common. Y'all like to get high. You like to fucking get high. There is nothing else that's holding the relationship. You don't have the same common interest. And not to say that relationships, the people have to always have the same commonalities. No, that's not it. When it comes to the karmic, though, you guys have absolutely nothing in common other than sexual attraction and low vibrational shit. It is what it is. Back to you, Divine Feminine. So there will come a time in this journey where you have to love yourself enough, or more, I should say, first and more, to choose you first. And when I say choose you first, too many times the divine feminines are accommodating to their masculines, and the masculines are not doing the same in return because they're still looping in some karmic cycle with a bunch of karmics. Now, it's not just probably, let's say you're dealing with a divine masculine that doesn't have a karmic or they fucking hit, right? Because y'all know the karmics are clingier than a motherfucker. I'm helping a couple of you niggas out right now. That bitch that just every time you turn around, phone ringing, you can't even piss. No, this bitch, what you doing? Must go everywhere together. Must be seen everywhere together. Must take pictures all the time. Must. Where you at? Where you at? Clingy, like lint on a nigga jeans. Like, come on now. Fuck is the lint roller? Where's the lint roller? Get out of here with that. That's the insecurities of the karmic. They have childhood traumas. They don't know how to be like the divine feminine, truly independent. They may come off like they are, but that's only energy that they've gotten from the divine feminine. That's from all the gang stalking and the watching her all day. That's how they become copycats. They pick up off the divine feminine's aura and they try to replicate it. But it never lasts because it's not really who they are, right? You end up masculine seeing the real motherfuckers. Don't worry. Just wait. It's fucked up, but, you know, it's something in your journey, divine masculine, you need to learn from this karmic individual in your life. That's the only reason why they're there. There's something about yourself that needs to be changed, that you refuse to change. So divine sent you this person just like you. Not the good parts of you. And they're going to ultimately do everything to you that you did to your divine feminine. That way you can start to understand the cause and effects of your actions. Because if there was no karmic, you would not know how it feels to treat people the way you've been treating them, divine masculine. It's like you have a disconnection to your emotions. Like you just disregard the shit that you do to people. And it's a lot of reasons for that. You know, childhood trauma as well. You suppress your emotions and you refuse to be vulnerable. So it allows you to attract who you are. You attracting who you are. The karmic starts becoming aggressive, disrespectful, demasculates you, divine masculine, feel like you have no voice. Yeah, can't say shit back. constantly putting spells on your ass, you keep going back, leaving, going back, leaving, going back, leaving. And you think that's because you choose to do that? Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids. You better wake up, masculine. Time is of the essence. Now, karmics, not speaking to you, but speaking about karmics, I want to specify the roles that karmics play. You can have a karmic partner, you can have a karmic friend. The karmic friend is the worst. Like, the karmic friend comes off as the best friend in many occasions. Not all, but in a lot. They'll be the motherfucker you call bro, sis. They know all your secrets. You've done dirt with them. You might have told that individual about your twin flame journey. And in more cases than not, this karmic friend will either talk down about your divine counterpart. They will either find a way to keep you guys away from each other. And they'll do that by lying about your counterpart. They'll make up lies. They'll say or do things to make you be turned off by that person. I remember early in my journey, a karmic friend of mine's that I'm no longer friends with was like that. She would constantly, it's like she never had anything positive to say about my divine masculine. It was always something negative, no matter what. And because we're one, right? He's me and I'm him. An attack on him is an attack on me. You understand what I'm saying? So I would take shit real fucking personal. Like, don't talk about that nigga. Fuck is wrong with you, bitch? That's just an example. But the karmic friends are so jealous of you, divine feminines and divine masculines. They do not want to see you happy. They're jealous of the connection that you have. They wish they had that connection. But this is something that is not given. This twin flame journey is not given to every single person. This is something the divine bestows upon you before you even get here. Okay? If you believe that. Because some people don't. I'm not here to argue. I speak my truth and the facts as I know them to be, because I'm living this twin flame journey. This ain't no fucking book I'm talking to you from. This is the experience. Now, I've done my research. Absolutely. This is me, Cole. But majority of the information that I give you comes from experience, right? Because you have a lot of people talking about the twin flame journey. That's not even fucking twin flames. Like, where they do that at? Yeah, okay. Then you have karmic family members, right? And this is the really sad one, because you can't, it's like, okay, I can get rid of a karmic partner, right? How the fuck you get rid of, how do you alienate yourself from karmic family members? You just do. I've had to do it. And you'd be surprised who the karmic family members come through as. It's crazy. You know, like I said, it can be your parents that are karmics, your sisters and brothers, cousins, aunties. And then you have your karmic co-workers. Yeah, you got karmic co-workers too. So if you've been going through things at work with people and you just don't understand, why is this shit lingering for as long as this shit been lingering? You feel targeted. I know I've experienced that. It's not even making sense why people are going so hard to try to fuck with you. And you're unfuckwittable, because God's got you in the bosom of his chest. He's holding you down forevermore. They're jealous of your fucking light. They just are. You shine too bright. You do. And it irritates them. That's their problem, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't change divine masculines and feminines on account of some karmic people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better not. You best not. But divine feminines, while you're on this journey, I would implore you to not get so caught up in waiting around for your masculine, wondering what is my masculine doing. Do you, right? Because this is how it works. If your divine masculine doesn't step up to the plate, doesn't answer the call, doesn't do the work, the divine will send you a soulmate, and that will be their loss. To watch you happy with someone else. all because they were too pussy to step forward, right? For whatever reasons. Sometimes they're scared to do it because they're people pleasers. They are afraid of what people might say. It's a range of reasons for why the divine masculine stays stagnant, okay? But I would suggest that you don't. You live your life. You love you every day. You love your family. You be thankful and grateful for what divine has given you. Even if you lost some things along the journey, be grateful for the journey. Because this is our season now, divine feminines. Anything you've lost, anything that was taken from you, all the lies that was stated and slander and defamation against your name, no more. Everything is coming to the light. People who tried to say you was fake, or if you are, you know, tarot readers or mediums, clairvoyant, psychics, if you're a true divine feminine, high priestess, all of those low vibrational people who tried to say, oh, she's not, or he's not really authentic. Oh, they know now. They know now because they kept sending that motherfucking death fucking magic and black magic and grave magic. And every time they come to your page, you still smiling, bitch. Look like you got more shine and glow to you. Bruce Leroy glow, you heard? So I'm gonna leave you with that, divine feminines. Continue to do your work. God has something beautiful coming towards you. You just gotta stay grounded. Stay focused on the task at hand and not looking back. Stay in the present, all right? All right, I love you, divine feminines. Divine masculines, what's up with you? I could spend a whole segment on y'all asses because in my personal opinion, I think y'all need the most work. Y'all gotta stop living in these illusions and delusions and love yourself more. Whatever you're battling internally, which is what is keeping you amongst low vibrational people who don't even really like you. They're only around you because they can benefit from you, whether it's friends or partner. The love is fake, divine masculines. You feel that shit. Stop fronting. Stop fronting right now. You know these niggas you calling your niggas ain't your niggas. You know the bitch that you claiming is somebody else's bitch. Okay? I'm just calling it the way spirit said to call it. If it resonates, it resonates. If it don't, fuck it. This ain't just message, right? Or is it? Divine masculines, y'all have free will like we all do. If you choose not to answer the call because this is your destiny, or you choose it's too hard or it's easy to just stay stuck in the world that you've known for however long you've known it, it's easier to just be toxic. It's easier to just, you know, shut up and put my head down and do what I'm told. Should you do that? Divine ain't gonna force you to be with your divine feminine. Okay, cool. We know where you stand now. You drew the line in the sand. But understands with them choices that you've made comes consequences. Everything, there's a consequence for everything. So if you choose not to stay on the path that was given to you from birth, a contract that you and your divine feminine signed over and over again. If you choose, fuck that. I ain't doing this shit. It's too much work. I don't gotta do this. I have free will. You absolutely right. You do. Guess what though? You won't have the life that you want or used to have operating like that. So if you're a person that was very successful, for example, right? And you find out you are a twin flame and you feel like, I ain't doing that because it's too much work. Not because you don't love your divine feminine. You just don't want to stand tall for the union. You don't want to recognize to whoever you need to make this apparent to. Maybe it's your family members. Maybe it's the world overall. When you don't defend your divine feminine, you choose to stay amongst the goblins and gremlins and trolls and, you know, energy parasites and vampires and succubus bitches, and yeah, you choose to do all that, then you lose. And I'm gonna tell you where you lose at. Divine gonna hit you where it matters the most. Your pocket, divine masculine. And then you'll slowly realize, I think I made an error. Yeah. Please understand, this journey is not easy at all. But you make the journey harder when you resist change. When you resist surrendering to the Almighty. When you resist doing what you know you're supposed to do. Because you're not hurting the divine. Let's just be clear. He ain't gonna run behind you. He ain't on your back like your karmic. You choose to ignore your calling. Okay, you come. Well, you'll get the life that is associated with you not taking the call. A lot of divine masculines right now, because you have indulged in so much toxicities for so long, many of you guys are not even happy with your appearance right now. And the reason for that is because you have people around you literally sucking your essence and energy. You're probably looking at yourself in the mirror or looking at pictures from 5 or 10 years ago and you're like, I don't even recognize myself. Yeah, I bet. Who are you? The whole point in this journey is to learn who you really are and not the person you've been projecting to the world, this fake persona. It's okay to limit how you say, spirit. It's okay to limit what you allow people to know about you. Privacy is prevalent. I get that. But when you go through life not living in your truth, where would you ever think that consequences wouldn't come about? Like, when is it okay to be a whole fraud? Masculines, if you're scared to live in your truth, look at your divine feminines. You don't think they were afraid too, but they trust in God more than they trust in themselves, which is why they are so divinely and highly favored, thank you, spirit, and divinely protected. They let go of all of the control. There is no control on this twin flame journey. That's the first thing you guys need to understand. That's something the karmics will never understand. And even as they listen to me and they try to pass it off like, ooh, now I know the tips, or I know how to get the masculine back. It's still not going to work because you're not the divine feminine. So you could take everything that I say, karmics, and try to apply it towards the masculine to get them back. When God shuts the door, it's shut. That's it. You've done enough, karmics. You've done enough. Whether he's shutting the door on faulty friendships, fake-ass relationships, or disloyal family members. When that door shuts, can nobody open it but God? Simple as that. And many of you karmics already know there is no going back to the divine masculine. Karmic masculines, there is no you going back to the divine feminine to keep fucking with her life and stressing her the fuck out. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Can you do this for me? Nah. No. No, sir. No, ma'am. Yesterday was the new moon. You had the 7-7 portal, 8-8 portals coming up, Lionsgate. You guys should be focusing on growth. Divine masculines and divine feminines, y'all should be focusing on yourselves so you guys could come together and do the mission that God bestowed upon you two for the world. Your love is supposed to prove to this world that true love exists, and not this shit they show you on TV, not this shit you see posted on somebody's fucking social media, not this shit you hearing in songs that just don't even sound like it's love. You are the walking, talking blueprint of what true love is. And that's why you have karmics mad, because they know, whether it's a karmic masculine or feminine, they know they could never show the divine masculine or feminine true love, because they don't love them. They don't love the person that you love. And now divine masculines are waking up to that fact. There is no more mind fucking him. There is no more mind fucking the divine feminine. God is done with the shenanigans. He's seen enough, okay? He's seen enough, karmics. And woe be unto y'all for all the fuck shit y'all have done. I mean, it just doesn't stop. But I'm here with good news to tell you guys that you are almost there. There are some divine counterparts that have already made it to union. I send you love and happiness and healing in hopes that you guys stay together forever, because that's the goal, right? But do the work, people. Don't sit around here, divine feminines, waiting on divine masculine. He knows who you are to him. He has to step up, okay? You stepped up and you did your job. He has to do his. And guess what, divine feminine? If he doesn't, that's fine too. You will not be out here alone. There is a soulmate just waiting for the divine masculine to fuck up. It's like a substitute. Waiting for the star player to get fucking injured. Because guess what? Now it's his time to go come in the game. So keep it up, divine masculines. You're going to lose your shot. Divine masculines, know that your divine feminines love you unconditionally. That doesn't mean it's okay to keep trying her patience. Because just because a motherfucker love you unconditionally does not mean they won't step the fuck off from you. I can love you from a distance, nigga. Type shit, okay? Overall, if you guys are not focusing on the divine, not focusing on doing things for the betterment of the collectives, then yeah, I don't see this union making it. Nobody said y'all had to be deacons and deaconesses, pastors and, you know, ministers. But you are supposed to both recognize source and have the source, the divine, the universe, God is who put you guys together. And who God puts together, I keep telling y'all, read the Bible, let no man put asunder. If you do read the Bible, I don't want to offend anybody, because I know there's a lot of different people who listen to me who have different spiritualities, and I respect them all, because I'm not subscribed to a religious affiliation anymore. I'm spiritual. With that being said, you guys, Spirit, I'm good. All right, Spirit said I'm good. Yeah, I was guided to do this message for my collectives, and like I said, I hadn't did a segment in a while about the twin flame journey, mostly because I'm on the journey too. So, you know, I go through my fair share of craziness of my own. So it doesn't always allow me the opportunity to discuss the journey neutral, like I am just now. Like I wasn't in a position where I could be neutral about what you guys needed to know. I didn't want to be in a energy where I would be projecting my feelings of what I'm experiencing in my journey onto you guys, right? So whenever I feel like that, I'm not going to speak on it. Today, Spirit's like, you're not feeling like that today. So get to it, Cole. And you know me, I get it done. So I'm going to leave you there in hopes that you guys continue to do the work. I'm praying for you guys because this is an amazing union. Don't let nobody fuck this shit up for y'all, all right? Don't let nobody fuck something up that God gave y'all, right? Stand tall. Because they all just mad anyway, all right? They'll be all right. They'll get over it. That ain't for you to worry about. That's for them to be concerned about. I'm not the one to recommend doing, spells back on people who's doing spells to you. I for one, don't ever have to do that. And I will not do that. Because I don't have to. I just have to pray. Simple as that. Like, me and Devon is like white on rice. So if I feel some funny shit, oh yeah, let me get down on my knees and talk to dad. Because instantaneously, yeah, is that real? He gonna answer me and he gonna set the record straight on whoever is trying to do fuck shit in my life. This is why people have stopped literally doing fuck shit to me, because they realized, like, don't matter what they thought I was, when they started fucking with my energy field, oh, they realized real quick, I'm gonna just leave this bitch alone, because there is something very unique about this one here. And of course it is. I belong to the divine. Are you serious? So with that being said, I will chat with you guys later. Definitely got some segments coming up discussing the usual fuck shit in the news. So stay tuned for that coming up in the upcoming segment. So yeah, hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And it's 3:33 on the clock, y'all. Later, you guys.